From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. This is the final full day of campaigning for the Republican presidential candidates before the Super Tuesday contest. There will be voting in 10 states, including Ohio, Virginia, and Georgia. NPR's Tamara Keith is traveling with the campaign of GOP frontrunner Mitt Romney, who's focusing on Ohio, considered tomorrow's top prize.
Romney's campaign bus will take him from a meet-and-greet in Canton to a town hall-style event in Youngstown. Then it's on to Zanesville for a rally. Recent polls show Romney and his chief rival Rick Santorum in a statistical dead heat here in Ohio. Although Romney has spent considerable time here over the past week, a campaign strategist insists there isn't any one state that's a must-win. He says it's all about delegates. In Ohio, if Rick Santorum were to win the popular vote, he likely wouldn't get the most delegates because he failed to properly register for the ballot in several districts. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Canton, Ohio.
President Obama meets today at the White House with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. At issue is Iran's nuclear ambitions. The president is expected to try to persuade Netanyahu that an Israeli military strike is not the best way to stop Iran from developing nuclear weapons. This comes a day after Mr. Obama said he would attack Iran if left with no other options. Tehran has long maintained its nuclear ambitions are for peaceful purposes. Activists in northern Syria say the army has massed outside the city of Idlib and is preparing a major assault. NPR's Peter Kenyon in southern Turkey reports survivors of the attack on homes are streaming toward the Lebanon border.
Activists in Idlib province say the army is gathered in a village outside the city and given residents 24 hours to turn in members of the Free Syrian Army. Soon after, they reported shelling in a northern neighborhood of Idlib. Turkish officials are expecting another wave of Syrians to attempt to cross into Turkey as the violence moves north. The UN Refugee Agency, meanwhile, has told Lebanese officials to expect between 1,000 and 2,000 Syrians to reach their border soon. Heavy attacks are also reported in the south at Deraa and in the central city of Rostam. The Red Cross, still unable to reach the battered Baba Amr district of Homs, is distributing aid in a nearby neighborhood where some Baba Amr residents have fled. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, near the Turkey-Syria border.
Iraqi security forces were the target of gunmen today in the western section of the country. At least 25 Iraqi police officers were killed. Officials say gunmen wearing what looked like military uniforms and driving cars painted to look like government vehicles opened fire on police at checkpoints in the city of Haditha. That's about 140 miles northwest of Baghdad. The dead include two police commanders abducted from their homes. This is NPR News. The death toll from tornadoes in five states now stands at 39. Authorities say a 15-month-old baby found alive in a field in Indiana has died of her injuries. That pushes the number of the deaths close to 40. Most of those killed in this latest wave of tornadoes were in Kentucky, where 21 people died. 13 people were killed in Indiana. Others died in Ohio, Alabama, and Georgia. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is claiming victory in the country's presidential election. The official count gives him nearly 64% of the vote. But NPR's Martha Wexler in Moscow reports Putin's facing protests from citizens who view the election as illegitimate.
Putin stirred a crowd of thousands of supporters gathered near the Kremlin last night, telling them, "We won in a clean and honest battle." Putin's opponents, however, say the vote was not fair. They cite reports of thousands of voting violations sent in by citizen poll watchers. They also argue that the authorities eliminated real contenders from the ballot. And they say Russian television gave short shrift to Putin's rivals. This sentiment is particularly strong in Moscow, where Putin won less than 50% of the vote. Opposition activists are planning a demonstration in central Moscow. Martha Wexler, NPR News, Moscow.
Worries about Iran's nuclear program and uncertainty over Greece's debt pushed stocks lower today in Asia. Stocks fell 1% or more in Hong Kong and South Korea. Japan's Nikkei index was off 0.5%. Wall Street is coming off a lower end to the trading week. The Dow Jones Industrials finished Friday down almost 3 points. The S&P lost 4. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.